register a new conference room. Please enter your conference number followed by the pound key. You entered 92722188829. If this is correct, press 1. If you want to enter a different conference, you will now enter the conference. There are currently 9 other participants in the conference.
One time, and I had them on both feet at the same time. Hello.
Shiloh, man. Boy, I didn't even realize it was 8 o'clock yet.
It should be crowding it.
Well, it is. My apologies.
Made it out.
Well, it's going to be a long session tonight, so if you want to take a minute and get you a jug of water, whatever. I got a 12-pager that I got to go through.
Are we going to be listening or are we going to be doing something?
You're going to be doing both, but listening mainly.
Yeah, move, Raven. Okay. Ouch. Okay.
And it's going to be a hairy one. It's going to be a repeat, too. We need a rehearsal. Going to be interesting.
Do I need my computer on?
No.
Or pull up anything? Okay.
No, you won't need to pull up anything. I'll send this to everybody once we get through. And re-edit of the discernment and powers of the depths of hell, parts 1 and 2 that we did before. Okay. Now, since there are those that need good hammering again, tonight we're going to accommodate the lot of them. It's going to be a long session. So, just hang in till we endure. We're not going to have any questions. I'm not going to stop and answer questions in the middle of it. It's just too long, and I'll move as fast as possible. Now, if there's something that's very important, then, of course, interrupt. All right, now, this instruction is intended for the Akurians, even more than all the demon-possessed hallelujah half-wets who ramble loud and long about spirit there, spirit that, heaven, hell, angels, demons, and what have you, and don't know a damn thing about any of them. And their ignorance is exceeded only by their hypocrisy. If you don't think so, then mention an experience about any of the above, or ask a common sense question to any of those lying bastards, and you'll see how fast they want you measured for a straitjacket. Now, anyone that's not a practicing Akurian is hereby warned. We already have some on the chain links. They were in when I got here. Hereby warned not to attempt anything in this instructional except to read or listen through it. Do not attempt to participate. These practices are dangerous for the deluded and the damned, and I will not be distracted to rescue any worthless ass. In short, this instruction was for the Akurians only. We are the Akurians. We are the sole and exclusive true spiritual tribe of the children of Abraham. Akurians are and always have been as equal to our masters. Being able to perform in earth anything and everything the anointed of our generation could do. And that's what I'm going to teach you again about tonight. Now, Akurians are also the teachers of righteousness. And that requires us to be about the business, held to a higher standard if you want. But there isn't any limit to what we can develop to. Now, each and every proven knower of the Akurians is a judge, an officer of the Holy Court of the Most High, to whom we all have to give true and full account. occurrence cannot judge on what we believe, but only on what we know. And there lies the potential for the error. We can step in that one anytime we get a chance. Hello.
Hi, Coco's in. I'm going on mute.
Okay. Now, Kurians are knowers to the exclusion of all belief except in scientific testing. The Kurians know there are planes of heaven filled with all manner of great pleasures, comforts, entities, forces, and they're currently contaminated with great violence and a great war. We're up to our neck in it. And the Kurians know that there are entities, forces, and energies that obey our directives. And we're going to use some of those tonight. Akurians know there are planes of heavens, forces, and energies in the sun, moon, earth, and entire universe because we use and experience them every day as commonly as other living creatures breathe the breath of life. Akurians know there are depths of hell, and we're going to run into them again. Also filled with great and indescribable suffering, horrors, and terrors, what have you. And the Akurians know there are infernal entities, forces, and energies who infect, infest, and cannot escape from the depths of hell and all of its damnations and abominations, and we're going to put some people in it tonight. Now, I'm going to teach again the keys to hell and death. And as before, I'll lead the way down into the great depths. When you hear my instructions, I will be doing the same thing, word for word, move for move. When you reach a part of them, I will be there too. If you begin to lose control, just pause for a moment. One of my troops will stabilize you. And if that isn't feasible, the Most High will return you to your body instantly. You're in no danger. Now, I've already made intercession for this instruction. Again, the Most High offered an attending angel to accompany each Akurian, and I refused, demanding his presence to the exclusion of any and all others. Now, by following my instructions to the letters, I will take you down into the depths and bring you back unharmed, but empowered like you've never been before, especially those working on or have finished writing their scroll of holy law, and those who have read it or are reading it. That seems to be a critical shift for some reason, and all it does is put us in the right direction, literally on the same page, so everybody knows the same what and the same why. Now, a warning to those listening in who are not true and righteous proven knowers of the great testimony, or directly under the authority of someone who is, do not attempt this process at any time, for any reason, under any condition. You have been warned. Now, I'm not going to burden us with each of the depths of hell. They've all been explained in the AED and need only another review to understand their degree of eternal punishment and torment. In your practice, if you will send your body of light, made from the highest plane you can attain, to any plane of heaven, hopefully starting with the etheric, or down into any depth of hell, hopefully starting with Zeros and avoiding perditum at all costs, you will gain an understanding of that plane or death exactly as you did with the great elements. With that additional experience, you will increase your library of understanding and your firepower to currently unimaginable degrees. With practice, the Kurians roam the planes of heaven and depths of hell with equal impunity. We go where not even the popes, hallelujah, half-wits, politicians, priests, preachers, and other liars dare to even mention. Now, I'm going to consider all of hell as one source, as if it were only one dimension. Pay attention that all I'm going to teach you applies to some degree as to each and every depth of hell. But it is absolute with respect to the deepest and most agonizing depth, perditum. Perditum is the worst of all horrors, the worst of all agonies, and the worst of all eternal damnations. It is well cautioned in the AED not to enter perditum and to only observe it from a safe distance. And very sound advice that is to all who are not a true righteousness and a proven knower of the great testimony. For there is no return whatsoever of the souls of any unrighteous who even touch the outermost edge of perdition. And how to emplace unrighteous souls in that horrifying depth is part of this instructional. First, understand that just like the great elements, all the depths of hell, and specifically Perdition, have qualities as distinct as the great elements are one from another. Now we're going to concentrate on Perdition. All the depths of hell have winds, just like the great elements, but those winds of hell cannot be called separately. Call on any one wind named after the depth of its existence, for instance, wind of Perdition, and all the winds of hell will attend. I can give you 10,000 names plus of the winds of hell and not improve your abilities or understanding one iota. They're all going to show up when you call any one of them. Each and every fallen seraphim and fallen angel, right down to each and every minion, has a wind of hell by which they do their damnations. And none of them have total control over even their own wind, and they are therefore vulnerable. It's easy enough for you to understand that there are many thousands of thousands of winds of hell because there is no morality of any kind whatsoever in the depths. As sincere and unending screams of those sentenced to hell are, they have no credibility anywhere in creation, including all the rest of hell itself. That the depths of hell are filled with death and the winds of hell are but the beginning of your preparation. All the depths of hell have and are as great elements at the same time. Now, one of the great elements of hell are the eternal black flames of hell. Black flames of hell are thick, like taffy candy, but cannot stick to anything other than itself unless directed, and are blacker than a darkest cavern or even blinding itself. When you look down into Perdition and you see an endless depth, unimaginably hot, emitting an indescribable stench that makes burning sulfur a delightful perfume by comparison, and is filled with those who fully deserve to be there, screaming in never-ending agony of burning in the black flames of hell. It resembles a huge, bottomless lake of fire where there is no shoreline nor any definable measurement, with the huge and very ugly main gates of hell seeming to be the access from every direction. It's not a nice place, I assure you. All the depths of hell are filled with death. Now, Aquarians know that death is not just an absence of life, nor is it oblivion of absolute unconsciousness, as fools teach and many religions imply in their droning rituals of rest in peace and the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Now, that statement itself is contradictory. Either it's sure and certain, or it's a hope, and you can't have it both ways. That demonic delusion is a masterpiece of poppycock expounded and accepted on a massive scale, an inescapable confinement of never-ending agony is death by any definition and description. All the depths of hell are filled with death, Perdition being the worst-case scenario. Aquarians who have been up in the spirit found little restriction except for our initial inexperience, adapting to the totally different laws of the plains of heaven, no time and that kind of stuff, as we know it here on earth anyhow. And it takes a bit of practice, but eventually we go up and down or anywhere in creation. Aquarians wisely stay in their own territory until they have mastered their adaption to the laws of the plains of heaven and avoid the depths of hell entirely. When you're doing AP, that you'll see it soon enough. Practice in the upper ones. Now, another of the great elements of hell is the agony of hell, spelled and called in the singular, but it's multiple beyond calculation. and it can be emplaced and impacted anywhere you want it. Just like you can put putty in a crack. You can put the agony of hell anywhere you want it. Now, be it understood that the agony of hell contains all levels of pain and suffering, from the simple and seemingly painless touch that eventually grates on your nerves to the point of insanity, to the absolute worse than being boiled in the center of the sun. Now, once emplaced, all levels begin immediately and inflict their own sources. Disease, plague, injury, poverty, deprivation, ignorance, error, etc. And in all forms, physical, mental, and spiritual, there's neither relief nor lessening, except to return in greater fury. Because there is no morality in hell whatsoever, the most unspeakable actions are promised in exchange for even an instant of relief. And it is the agony of hell that creates, infects, infests all those unspeakable actions and consumes the victim from all points and places of their existence. Remember that, because we're going to do that tonight. Agony of hell is a prime force and energy to put into a spirit manifestation to stick in somebody's head. And if you don't have a target you think is worthy, let me know. Hey? Now, the death of hell is one thing, and the winds of hell are another. And the agony of hell makes an unholy trinity that even the demons avoid if they can. And now we begin our preparation. First, remove any and all trappings whatsoever. Occurrence do not need any trappings, regalia, or offerings of any kind. What we do only takes a clear, dedicated mind and a true and righteous spirit. Now, next thing. Do nothing to distract your concentration from my directions. As in absolutely nothing. If you get distracted, shut it down. Return immediately to the instructional. Go back to your body. Just say etheric and you'll be there. Third, do not do anything until I instruct you to do it. Now, those who've already made a body of light, retrieved a sun link, or extracted their sword, just stand by. Do nothing more until I instruct you. Fourth, accept the fact that as an occurring, you cannot avoid being a master of hell and all its infernal minions any more than you can avoid being a true and righteous power before the Most High. One requires knowledge of the other. Just because our years of programming have made us accept the planes as heaven as preferable does not exclude or exempt us from having to handle the entities, forces, and energies of hell. In fact, it is one of the great requirements of being a true and righteous Akurian. Akurians are the true and righteous spiritual physicians in addition to true and righteous priests. True and righteous judges, true and righteous warriors, and true and righteous teachers of righteousness. So how in the hell can we be ignorant and inexperienced and accomplish all that's required of us? We can't, and neither can anybody else. And fifth, this is not a worship service except in the true meaning of the word working for. That's what worship means. Therefore, your concentration should be on and about this process, this procedure, and this target, as the Most High cannot fail His true and righteous even when venturing into the depths of predicament. He wants you to know and not blunder in either ignorance or indecision. Sixth, this time I want each of you to dress your body of light in a full-length white robe, neck to floor. And ladies, please, no split skirts. Full length, neck to floor. Long, slender sleeves to the wrist. No belt, no head garb of any kind. Now, once dressed, those of you that have drawn blue swords, prepare to throw them in for Deaton when I command you. You will need both hands free to complete our process. If you lose my instructions at any point, stop then and there. and listen to the remainder of this instructional. Do not make any repetitions of the invocation. Just listen and listen only. Now, separate invocation from instruction with now hear me for instruction and on my command for invocation. When I say now hear me, hold and retain whatever you're doing until I give you command to proceed. Do not attempt to repeat after me. Think it only in your mind as I speak. Okay, Koreans, get ready. Now hear me. On my command, Akurians, restore your body of light. Do not, repeat, do not make a thumb link, and do not secure any black fire. Now hear me. If you already have a sun link and a bloated black fire, leave it alone. You will not need or use either during this invocation. On my command, Akurians, stretch forth your hands beyond the reach of a belly ball as if you were calling up a spirit and charge yourself. Akasha, air, fire, water, earth. And pull those energies you just called to yourself and charge both your physical body and your body of light. On my command, Akurians, stand your body of light out before you, fully charged and under your absolute command and control. Now hear me. We're going to go down into the depths of hell, safely, and bring up the forces and energies of Perditan to replace them. We are going to go down into the depth just above Perditan for the time being. If you get lost or out of sync with the rest of us, stop. Invoke the word etheric and put your body of light back into your physical body. Do not repeat aloud. What I tell you to instruct, do it silently within your own self. The reason is you will be in sync with yourself and not disrupt anybody else who may be a bit ahead or behind you, even if by a delay of this damn phone system. As you call the names of the depths as I present them, you'll feel a slight sinking sensation or like you're going to fall forward a little bit. That is normal and nothing to be afraid of. It's your indication that what you are attempting is proceeding as required. Now, on my command, we're going to rehearse a minute. Akurians, instruct your body of light by repeating the word etheric. Now, hear me. Instantly, you can feel the first plane of heaven, devoid of the slower drag of Deros, the first depth of hell. The general temperature is slightly, but very comfortable, cool from the ambient temperature wherever you are physically. As a texture, it feels almost like the essence of feeling a mild perfume rather than smelling it. As we progress, you will feel a greater and greater drag, almost like wading from water through a progressive goo of mud and eventually to room temperature tar. As we call the names of the depths, you will sense each as more tiring than the previous without necessarily being heavier as the difference between the great elements of water and earth. They have a great weight difference. This does not. Even though this exercise and experience, you will be able to reverse the process to study the planes of heaven. Now, for the moment, we are headed in the other direction, but remember, you can study anything, including a plane of heaven, spirit, great element, depth of hell, demon, anything, with this very same simple process. Now pause and clean yourself. Okay. Now on my command, Akurians, instruct your body of light by repeating after me. Deros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Eliah, Hapurdom. Winds of hell attend me. Black flames of hell do my bidding. Death, come and obey me. Agony of hell, go where I send you. You shall deny me not. Perditon, surrender yourself to my command. Winds of Perditon, black flames of Perditon, death of Perditon, agony of Perditon, come forth between my hands in great quantity and resign yourself to my command. Acurians, throw any blue swords you might have into the depths of Perditon and leave them. Now to your body of light. You've got this hell energy between your hands. Hold on to it. We're going to go back up. Hapurdom, Heliah, Gehenna, Hadassi, Danaka, Deros, Etheric. And repeat after me. Now winds of Perditon, black flames of Perditon, death of Perditon, agony of Perditon. Stay in my presence and venture not anywhere else until I... Now let go of it. That's good. Okay. Now hear me. Place your hands out to retrieve a series of spirits. Once you retrieve them, hold them fast. They cannot escape unless you release them. There's four of them. And while they like one another, they don't like one another. But they're going to like each other a hell of a lot less before we get through with them. All right, on my command... Anu, Anu King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, come now to me, for you are called into my judgment. Anu, Anu King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth nor in any realm of comfort. Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, abomination you have practiced, an abomination you shall receive here and now. Winds of Perditon, black flames of Perditon, death of Perditon, agony of Perditon, infest, infect, and spoil these of evil like unto yourselves, and spare them not. Spirits of Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul winds of Perditon, from the depths of hell which you cannot escape. Reduce or remove and all socialist deprivations you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile winds of Perditon weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all your endeavors to accomplish, and all you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in the total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul winds of Perditon. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your intestines shall revile you, and you shall never again know peace. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you are now infested and infected with the eternal and vile black flames of Perditon from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of poverty, deprivation, and destruction, including all deaths, injuries, suffering, and all socialist enslavements you seek for anyone and everyone else, shall be forever your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul black flames of Perditon shall weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt, with anger fulfilling the vile and foul black flames of Perditon. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your body shall revile you, and you shall never again know any comfort. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you are now infected and infested with the eternal vile and foul death of Perditon from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of death, injury, trauma, and hardship of anyone and everyone, including all military and paramilitary, you seek for anyone and everyone else, shall be forever your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul death of Perditon weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your decisions shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul death of Perditon. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in your flesh and bones. Spirits of Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul agony of Perditon from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of disease, plague, famine, poverty, deprivation, desecration, and socialism you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul agony of Perditon weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your treason shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul agony of perditum. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous, so you have been adjudicated and found guilty. Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth, nor in any realm of civility, for there is neither decency nor righteousness in you. Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, abomination you have practiced and abomination you shall receive, here and now. Winds of perditum, black flames of perditum, death of perditum, agony of perditum, infest, infect, spoil, and consume these of evil like unto yourselves, and spare them not. Anu, Anu, King of Nibiru, Barack Hussein Obama, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, Harry Mason Reed, go now from me, for you are sentenced and cursed to hell by my judgment. I have spoken it, and the main gates of hell shall not attempt against it. Now hear me. Extend your hands out before you and shake them clean of all contamination. Reach your hands up into the highest plane and remove all remaining contamination. Now lift your body of light into the highest plane and restore it. Return it to your physical body and attach it. Okay, on my command, Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, accomplish and make manifest in earth all I have required. I now release from my presence all entities, forces, and energies of all the heavens above all the earth, in all the earths, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. It is finished. It is done. Now, repeating this invocation exactly as I presented it, sending your body alight down into the depths of hell exactly as I've given and without any hallelujah half-wit additions or subtractions whatsoever, will multiply your firepower and your individual library of understanding. It will also be another hammer blow to the bastards we targeted. Hit them all and as often as you like, but only as given. In time after we've moved these bastards from power and existence, we'll change your names, perhaps add a few, as appropriate for the next batch of socialists, liars, thieves, murderers, traitors, etc. Now hear me. After, and only after, you have become proficient with each of the depths of hell, you can secure any spirit of any unrighteous anybody. Bind that spirit with the great elements of perditum and lower that spirit into the depth of your choosing. Did you understand that? Step one, the process will ultimately kill the unrighteous bastard. The only reason we didn't throw them into hell is because we want them here where we can see them and watch them suffer. But that's where they're headed. When you infect them with hell, that's where they go. After you have killed the body, you will have burned the body and the soul in hell. Now, exactly as all the anointed have been able to do since Ish, and exactly as Emmanuel warned in Matthew 10:28, quoting, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell." And in Luke 12:5, "But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he is killed has both power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." And you are the people he was talking about. This righteous power and holy authority will only work for Acurians who are true and righteous, proven orders, and will not work for anybody else under any conditions whatsoever. This is a righteous power and holy authority ordained by the Most High himself that he has entrusted to a very select few. Those of you that are not PKs, you'll have this firepower once you digest being a PK. And now you know how I kill not less than a half dozen Masons, not less than a half dozen Knights of Columbus, and not less than a half dozen Temple Israel who would not otherwise die, each and every day. And I have since November 22nd, 1963. And, yep, right up to this very day. And by the way, that will happen until Shiloh. Even long after I'm dead and gone. The worthless bastards need killing, and I'm overjoyed to oblige. And none of them are worth going to jail for, nor having to explain their execution to some gathering of socialist bastards on government payroll. Now remember, never venture down into hell with your own spirit body. Always use a body of light made for that purpose and for that one trip. Now there are a few lagging behind my previous instructional, and we're going to refine it a bit to get a better preparation for the discerning of these spirits, handling and use of the great elements, and entering into and safely returning from planes of heaven and depths of hell. When you project out, that image is manifest in the etheric plane. With practice, from here you can see everything that exists on the earth. And those spiritual entities that are the souls of every living thing, from the microscopic to the giant sequoia. Now this plane is about as high as most psychics can see, and usually the plane of most clairvoyants, especially for beginners, like the Acurian neophytes. The problem is with the scientists and not the science. Now, I want to put an image yourself, not a bottom of light, but your own image out a few feet from wherever you are and think the word etheric. Now, the sense of the etheric is a gentle coolness. There isn't any motion of the planes itself. Only a place to be when not inside your physical body with all its distractions. As a general rule, there isn't anything there except you and the etheric images and whatever proximity, furniture, etc. And that gentle coolness is a bit habit-forming, were it not for the terror of the newly dead, a place of peace and relief. Now look around as if you were seeing from the point of wherever that etheric body is standing. You will note that if you can see anything at all, it will be your immediate area, as if it would be with the lights off. That dim gray is normal and a significant color of the etheric plane. It's just like a shadow. Matter of fact, sometimes it's called the plane of shadows. Everything has that lights-out shadow appearance. The shadows we see from time to time, our spirits manifest on this lowest of all the planes of heaven. That's where they are, even though you can see them from Earth. Now bring your image back into yourself and connect it as you would a body of light. Now it's that simple to experience and study a plane. Just be sure to always go up or down them in the order they exist from Earth. Eventually, you'll be automatically be able to go directly to anyone, any given depth of plane, except for Deaton. And that's why you don't want a jackass to start jumping here, there, and yonder. Do them in order, and you'll get the discipline right. Now, if you jackass it, you're going to find yourself in Perdeton. My training has just taught you not to do that. Next. Now, again, put out another image of yourself and charge it with the word etheric, exactly as you did before. Once you sense the etheric energies, coolness and stillness, then raise yourself into the next higher plane by thinking the word astral. You can use the angelic terms if you want. Now, the main difference in appearance between it and the etheric is the background color is solid black, and everything else can be in some sort of color, just about like Earth, but they'll be real bright and fluorescent for the most part. Those that look like Earth colors, we call that muddy. That one is a little bit different. We'll cover that in another lesson. Now, you haven't gone anywhere. You're still in the same time, just up a level in existence where there's no temperature at all. If you can see or sense anything all, it'll be something similar to those scenes like portrayed in the major arcana of the tarot cards. Not necessarily making a whole lot of sense, but there nevertheless. And note the background, or background, is always solid black, even though you got no problem seeing, even if it were daylight. That is the lower astral plane. Now, command your spirit body with the word etheric. It brings it back down, and you should sense the coolness. It's very subtle. Not like a blast of cold air, just the coolness. Then bring your image back into your body and connect it just like you did before. No big deal. And anybody, proven knower or not, can do this as often as they like. Proven knowers always have an edge, both as to how high they can go and the amount of energies they can secure. Process is the same, except for the planes you pass through or stop in. And remains this simple until you achieve sufficient experience to project directly to the plane of your choosing. Until then, follow this simple procedure to the letter. Now we're going to practice a bit of hell and back. You'll need a body of light, just as you should never enter any part of hell with a spirit image of yourself. Never. Now, restore your body of light. Do not make a sun link. Do not secure any black fire. Now stretch forth your hands beyond the reach of the belly balls if you were calling up a spirit and charge it. Akasha, air, fire, water, earth. And pull the energies you've called into yourself and charge both your physical body and your body of light. Now, stand that body of light out before you, fully charged and under your absolute command and control. Now, this precaution is not necessary to enter the planes of heaven, but never is it to be neglected when you're entering the depths of hell, as in never. If you get out of sync with the rest of us, stop, invoke the word etheric, and put your body of light back into your physical body. Simple as that. What I tell you to instruct, do it silently within your own self. As you call the names of the depths I present, you will feel a slight sinking sensation, or like you're going to fall feral. That is normal, nothing to be afraid of. It's your indication that you're doing something and proceeding as required. Now, Akurians, instruct your body of light by thinking the word etheric. Once you feel the coolness, instruct your body of light by thinking the word Deros. Now, that slight sinking feeling is normal. And some of you might even sense like you're falling forward, the best way I can describe it. Nothing to worry about in either instance. Deros is darker, more tense, a bit tiring, and about like standing in glue of some kind rather than the light of the etheric plane above it. This discomfort is almost like a nervous stomach from too much coffee. It's about where the consciousness descends at death and when influenced by drugs, narcotics, suicide, or any praise Jesus nonsense. Occurrence, instruct your body of light by thinking the word etheric. And once you feel that coolness of the etheric plane again, you can dissolve the body of light. Now, make a new one from the highest plane you can get and return it to your physical body and connect it in the normal manner. We're going to rehearse a little bit more discerning of any spirit and a divining of Anu, king of Nibiru. Now, some of you were present when we caught Anu, the king of Nibiru himself, and put him in Cygnus X1, a black hole. His silver cord is still stretched out that 8,000 light years and cannot be retrieved. They've been working on it all week to no avail, because the occurrence are not damn sure not going to retrieve it. And we're going to hammer him some more, but we need a bit of rehearsal to do it. The Nephilim are just as much our enemy as the demons are. Now to the discerning of spirits proper. The more experience you gain from studying the great elements, the planes of heaven, the depths of hell, the better you will be at discerning spirits and everything else. The true and accurate discerning of spirits is the second most important individual capability. Astral projection up in the spirit, living access to the planes of heaven, as bought and paid for by Emmanuel, is the first. The most important factor in discerning spirits is the fact there is no such thing as a permanent discernment. Each and every communications with out exception must be re-verified regardless of how familiar you think you are with any spirit. The divines won't imitate anybody else, but the infernals will attempt to imitate everybody, and especially the spirits you found to be true and righteous. The divines only do not have a problem with being discerned and verified. They also know that proper verification takes some earth time. The information divines provide is delivered in such manner as to permit verification before the information must be acted upon. While the infernals are always in a rush mode. This is going to happen instantly. Do this now. That's a line of poppycock. They will create a circumstance for just that purpose, hoping to confuse your discerning in their deception, if you're ignorant enough to accept it. Infernals do such damnations. Divines do not. Now, you've been advised and be warned. Now, to the background information everybody must know. Akurians are infinitely concerned with being right and righteous in all things, without exception. Such is required to stand before the Most High, even in repentance. Therefore, Akurians must consider all things as to their righteousness or unrighteousness, and especially in those situations where Akurians, even as individuals, are required to involve ourselves. The first consideration, without exception, is the right thing to do. Should we find the situation is unclear and we can't determine the right thing to do is, then we act on the practice that the right thing to do is to find out what is the right thing to do. After, and only after, we have sufficient information that is proven to be true and accurate. I didn't say it looks like it, I said proven. Should any Akurian make any decision with respect thereto, including whether or not to be further involved. All true and righteous occurrence conduct all their decisions and involvements in this manner. To be clear, if an occurrence isn't sure of what the right thing to do, then the first order of business is to find out the right thing to do, and to do nothing until all those facts are determined. Now, with respect to righteousness, the same process and procedure is followed. Either something is righteous or it is unrighteous. There's no other viables. As a half-truth is a whole lie, so it is with righteousness. Any part of, regardless of how infinitely small, that is unrighteous, infects and contaminates the whole into unrighteousness. That which is unrighteous must never be brought before the Most High under any circumstances, except to serve the purposes of verifying truth and the true righteousness of some other presentation, such as those responsible for the abomination. Now that which is unrighteous must never be brought before the Most High as anything else, and never as a solitary presentation. That which is righteous will prove itself to be righteous, but not necessarily immediately. That which is unrighteous will prove itself to be unrighteous, as expedient as its damnations will permit. Now, Curians are not anxious with either situation, for we're about the business of true righteousness and have all righteous power and holy authority to discern, to judge, to act, to refuse, to start, to cease, stop, expand, expose, shield, recuse, what the hell ever, to bless or curse as we know to be appropriate. Occurrence must do the right thing without exception or deviation from true righteousness. And whether that shall be a relief or a detriment upon the situation or individuals will depend solely and exclusively upon the righteousness of that situation or of those individuals. Now, occurrence will not make any exceptions, regardless of the situation or individuals. Wealth cannot purchase anything righteous from any occurrence, as righteous powers and holy authorities are earned in any and all instances. Occurrence are immune to threats, and even in their quietest moments never reduce their challenge to Lucifer and all his minions to do their damnedest. Occurrence do not deviate from true righteousness that permits them to stand blameless before the Most High, and Lucifer, with all of his powers and all of his minions combined, cannot dissuade or denigrate that fact. He tries, give him credit, but he fails ultimately every time. And thus it is of occurrence with both the discernment and the right thing to do, and all things righteous and unrighteous. An occurrence must apologize for doing wrong, regardless of how small the error. Since discerning of spirits is a bit tedious to learn, we're going to proceed in such manner as to have a bit of enjoyment as we go. But know this first and foremost. If you attempt to pull up any spirit from a racially mixed person who has not secured a soul, it will feel different than anything else you will encounter. The feel is like a polluted or a rotten substance of some kind, like it's slimy without being sticky. Then you want to find out if somebody is pure in their generations or not. With a bit of practice, this process is just about absolute. Now, the process of discerning spirits, once we have the beam out of our own eye, is the same as reading any given force or energy. First, you must have a spirit, force, or energy to discern. Spirits, unlike forces and energies that are everywhere, must either be located or called, as they can be about their own business, just like any other conscious entity. Now, having been first in the recognition and the discerning of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in previous instructionals, We're going to concentrate on living conscious entities before we begin to intrude on pure spirits. First, we're going to choose a target to study. We need a living entity and someone we don't like. We're going to discern, as in read them, to know their innermost secrets, especially the secrets they don't want us to know even exist. We're not only going to discern the bastard, each of us being a bit differently inclined as a result of our own life experience, we're probably going to discern different points. But that doesn't mean we're not discerning accurately. It only means our discerning is somewhat limited by our own life experience. And we're only going to look at them for a flash. Then we're going to inject them. However, because our previous experience with the aforesaid Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth, we can verify one another as we take this bastard through the court of the Grand Council of Akuria. That puts our accuracy on track and makes good use of our 100-fold increase of righteous powers and holy authorities. And our target for discerning is Anu. Anu, King of Nibiru. Now, you've got to follow my instructions exactly. We put his main soul, his consciousness and everything, into Cygnus 1. It's been there for a week. It's attached by silver cord. His body is up and half raising a barrel of hell and is somewhat conscious, but nothing like he was before. He's not sharp like he was. He had been blaming his people for incompetence when they would come and we'd knock the piss out of them. So he went to see himself and got nailed. Now, remember, connecting is as simple when you put a body of light back as tensing. Tensing the physical body will connect any energy you charge yourself with. Do not charge yourself with this character we're reading. Okay? Now make yourself a body of light, energize it in the highest heaven you can reach, and return to your physical body and connect. Now, we're going to use the same process of making a belly ball, only we're just going to hold our hands out farther to avoid getting our own life force mixed in with this manifestation. Neither Anu, King of Nibiru, nor any of his minions, nor anyone else other than a true and righteous Akurian, proven knower, can do a damn thing about being called in such a manner. And they have absolutely no defense whatsoever from anybody who wants to do it. Now, I caution everybody to take careful thought before calling up any spirit, living or dead. And as our next procedure, we're going to discern, read them a little bit, and it's going to be fraught with some inaccuracy simply because we won't be 100% capable. But your own misconceptions and delusions mixed in with every crackpot idea the Luciferians can inject is not going to help things. So we have to keep on the target. Only true and righteous Akurian proven knowers can venture here with any degree of accuracy. And this is the realm of truth and righteousness. Now, in this case, we want to show the bastard, we want him to know, one, who, the Akurians, are taking his ass to task, who, me, is running the show, three, that I'm the supreme lord of supreme lords and supreme judge of supreme judges, from whom there is no appeal, and that you are the true and righteous sons and daughters of Akuria, and the sole and exclusive voice of the Most High in this generation of fire. Six, we want him to know he's on trial before eternal justice, the high court where only truth needs no preparation. And seven, there's not a damn thing he can do about it. No escape or rescue from us, and the forces or energies of the great depths of hell we're going to inflict will remain with him forever. Regardless of what he's physically involved in at the moment, he will consciously be aware of all this, although he cannot discern us of himself, because he doesn't know how. We're not going to ask any questions. We already have sufficient answers. We're just going to inject the forces and energies we want into the bastard's head and living consciousness, once we have determined that we have him up on the tick. Now, all of you get into this into your mind in the same manner and repeat what we want this bastard to know after me. Follow it through. One, we want him to know the occurrence or taking his ass to task, that I'm running the show, what my rank is, and there's from there me there's no appeal, and that you are the true and righteous sons of daughters of Acuria, and the sole and exclusive voice of the Most High in this generation of fire. Now we want him to know his own trial before eternal justice, the high court, get this, where only truth needs no preparation. And there's not a damn thing he can do about it. Now before we do anything else with this bastard, we need to shield ourselves, because he has a lot of demonic protection. Now with your hands extended and your palms facing one another, call Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in that order, using only those words. Now read the spirit quarks of each as you call them. And once through the series, call or think the name. Get your hands out for me. That's it. Read those again. Someone didn't get them all. Akasha should be totally empty. Air, fire, water, earth. Okay, now, the spirit quarks of the tinglies. Now we call him up. Anu, Anu king of Nibiru. Now there he is. You've got his hands right about at his waist. He's a hell of a lot colder than he was last week. But now super jerk is at our mercy. Now for this particular drill, hold on time. I'll pose the initial injections, and you repeat them to this spirit. Put them in this spirit. And you'll instantly detect the changes in his conscious energy. You will instantly detect three factors. His efforts to resist, to attempt to lie his innocence, and the fact he's fully aware of the power and holy authority of your presence. Now, normally we don't inform a spirit. Just bring him up and discern it. But in this case, we're making an exception. Something you will all need to know how to do when a teacher replacement. I'll read the invocation for you to repeat to the spirit. Just do it in your mind and inject it right through the energy, right through your hands into him. Fill him up with it. Okay, get a grip. He's slipping a little. There you go. In later practice, and this is going to be a crucial part of your discerning at some point in time. Now, for yourself, go as neutral as you can manage to prevent trying to read him. You've already got all the information you need, and your own preferences and suspicions. But make his energy, spirit, receive and recognize. We, the true and righteous sons and daughters of Acuria, under command and supreme authority of Supreme Lord of Supreme Lords and Supreme Judge of Supreme Judges, Elaku Alaha Isher High, the sole and exclusive voice of the Most High in this generation of fire, now put you on trial before eternal justice, the high court where only truth needs no preparation, and from which you cannot escape. And the forces and energies from the great depths of hell are going to inflict you and will remain with you forever. You, Anu, Anu king of Nibiru, have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous, you are not worthy to continue in any realm of comfort. Winds of Perditan, black flames of Perditan, death of Perditan, agony of Perditan, infect and infest and spoil Anu, Anu king of Nibiru, who of evil like unto yourselves, and spare him not, because him cause him to suffer complete failure of all he shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All his family, friends, colleagues, and fellows abandon him and turn against him in total contempt and anger. That's right, he needs to be filthy. He shall not stand, neither shall he prevail. His intestines revile him, and he shall never again know peace. He shall rot and decay in all his flesh and bones. We, the true and righteous sons and daughters of the Curia, have judged in righteous honor and holy truth, and hereby deliver the living spirit of Anu, king of Nibiru, into the depths of Perditan, where he shall remain forever. We have spoken it before the Most High, and it shall not be undone. Okay, on my command, break your hands away from him. 3, 2, 1, break. Don't look now, but that Nephilim is a mad and very sick and uncomfortable son of a bitch. Are there any questions?
General, I do.
Okay.
Each and every time we go down to depths, we do put on the pure white robe that you said, correct?
Yes, that helps. It helps keep your concentration the hell away from everything.
Thank you.
And it lets those that know what the hell's going on, some of them don't, that you are a somebody not to be reckoned with. That you're there temporary, passing through. Okay. You will eventually be able to do it without them, but until then, don't. Use that simple robe. Any other questions? Did I lose everybody, or...
No, oh, we're still here. We're here.
Well, we have flat put a hammer in her ass, let me tell you. That energy is flowing out like no tomorrow.
Bobby, question?
Yes.
Does Anu have a mustache and a beard, and long hair?
Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, it's in little curled ringlets.
Yeah, little curled ringlets. I saw them.
Yeah. They're almost,
like the Cowardly Lion and the Wizard of Oz hair.
Yeah, right.
If you remember that.
It's curled, but it's actually plaited.
It's wavy.
It's braided, but it looks like it's in curls. Real wavy. And his hair and his beard and all things get into one braid.
Repeat that, Bobby.
His hair and his beard, sideburns and everything, is all in one braid. And it's real tight ringlets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like a bad twist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's dark colored, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, at first glance you would think it was black, but actually it isn't. It's an extremely dark, dark brown. But you have to get it up and look at it in the light to see that it's actually brown.
Well, I only saw the whole thing was in green to me. I didn't see any colors. The whole face, everything was green.
His head and everything. Now, his hair is braided so he can put a helmet on it.
Mm-hmm.
But his hair is, it comes down around his shoulders, down over his sideburns and what have you.
I saw it.
It's plaited right into that combination of his beard.
Another question. Does he wear a great big thick belt?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that belt is a symbol of his rank and authority, even though it has some goodies on it. It's almost like a championship belt. You'd damn near think it was like one of these phony belts of the world's greatest wrestler.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it does have weaponry and stuff in it, and communications equipment and what have you. But it is a big belt, yes. Damn near like a... The buckle would make any rodeo cowboy proud.
Yeah, I didn't mean thick. I meant wide, very wide.
Yeah, great big damn thing, yes.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, any more questions? And is everybody as wore out as I am?
You are going to send that thing that you say in an email so we can rehearse it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I had a hard time keeping up with you.
Yeah. I have two questions, one for you.
Okay.
And the question is, what type of handprints are we getting from the sun, moon, stars invocations?
Well, for one, we've cleared out some of the smoke. Huckabee decided not to run, at least in this early stage. He's not going to try to run for president in 2012. Right now, he's got a very lucrative show, which he'd be a damn fool to do that. But his battle plan is to put these people, all the candidates. See, if he pulls a Republican, he's got to give a Democrat the same amount of air time. And that's exactly what he plans to do, because he's going to ask them all the same loaded question.
Okay.
That's what he's got in mind.
Okay,
now,
my
if
second...
the Democrat refuses, tough shit. He wants the air time, he's got to show up. Simple as that. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, I have one more question. This is for Diane. What number are you at?
It's the same, you know, that you asked me last time. It's 20. And I'll find out on Tuesday. Tuesdays it happens.
Okay.
He's in the top 20.
I had another question, Bobby.
Yes.
We saw him. Does that mean he saw us too?
Oh, he knew exactly who was going working him over. Damn right. We want
Good.
The son of a bitch to know.
Good.
I want him to know. I want all creation to know. I got a big sword. I'd love to have an excuse to stick it in his ass. I want him to come for me anytime he feels lucky.
I ain't talking about coming to you. I'm talking about coming to me. If I saw his face, he might have seen mine.
He ain't gonna bother with you. He's got to try me first.
Okay.
I mean, the last thing he needs is being laughed at for beating up some old woman. He's got to try.
Who you calling
old?
Huh? So who you calling old?
Well, that's what he considers. 50 years old is old for an Anasazi.
Wait a minute.
A lot older than he wants any of us to be.
Rosie, don't feel so bad. I got some. I have a couple of years on you.
I ain't old. And I still look.
Bobby, you ain't never going to live that one down.
Oh, no. She'll make me remember that one till hell freezes over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Any other questions?
I can call an O.
Rosie, don't feel bad. He's called me that, too.
Holy. I have never.
Well, believe it or not, he wanted the Anasazi women to die at 35. Anything over that, he considered them old. That's what he always referred to them as.
Is that Earth years or...
No, Earth years.
Okay, thank you.
35 Nibiru years would be a hell of a while. They're 3,600 Earth years apiece.
Well, no wonder why them sons of bitches are pissed off at me, as many as I've thrown into Perditon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck them. I'll do it again.
Well, the fact is, he doesn't want any Anasazi having any firepower or any knowledge at all. We're supposed to keep our head down and be goody-goody little people, and we're not. They broke the covenant, made it null and void in most of its tenets, and we're in his ass.
Good.
Any questions? Okay. General Schipple, you asked me earlier, you said you wanted to say something before we closed out.
Yes, sir. To all my dear friends, I want to apologize to all that I had my head up my ass for several months. Please accept my apology. That's all, sir. My friend.
All right. And whatever it is that you apologize for, it's accepted.
Thank you.
Well, my children, if that's the end of it, held a session. Good shot.
Question, are you guys getting a lot of wind down there?
Right now, I'm real calm.
We're getting a hell of a lot of wind up here.
Well, thank you and good night.
Yep. Good night, Gerald.
Okay, Patrick out.
Both Dave's out.
Good
thank
night.
You.
Kitty out.
Good night, kitten.
Beat out.
Good night, Pete.
Dying out.
Good night, baby.
Ernie out.
Good night, Ernie.
Good night.
Perhaps Bobby?
Yeah.
I think perhaps Rosalind. Nobody else is in? I guess that...
No, Rosie's still in?
That gives... I think that just leaves you and me and any hangers-on. And I'm out.
Okay.
This must be a national show, but I've never heard the report on my phone.